Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. High blood pressure is a pretty common issue for older people. What can you do to prevent it? Well, eat right, exercise, keep your weight down, talk to your doctor about medications, and help people. That's right, volunteer. Helping others can protect you from high blood pressure. Now, this is according to new research from Carnegie Mellon University. It shows that older adults who volunteer for at least 200 hours per year decrease their risk of hypertension or high blood pressure by 40%. The specific type of volunteer activity was not a factor. It was more how much time you spent doing it. Now, how does helping people help blood pressure? Researchers say there's strong evidence that social connections promote healthy aging. This study was published in the journal Psychology and Aging. And in other news, in the largest study of its kind, Mayo Clinic researchers found that people who have obstructive sleep apnea, when a person stops breathing for periods during sleep, have a greater risk of sudden cardiac death. Mayo Clinic cardiologist Varen Summers says your risk of sudden death increases almost twofold, particularly if you stop breathing more than 20 times per hour of sleep and if you have severe falls in oxygen saturation during sleep. Here's Dr. Summers.
So in summary, what we found that was new was that the presence of obstructive sleep apnea, particularly if you have severe falls in oxygen saturation during sleep, was a predictor of a greater likelihood of sudden death. If you have sleep apnea, or your wife or husband has sleep apnea, this study is not a reason to worry and panic and be concerned, but it certainly is a reason to be circumspect about what to do next.
Talk to your healthcare provider about your next steps if you have obstructive sleep apnea. And the study was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. And now some news about our kids. A new study of the genetic origins of dyslexia and other learning disabilities could lead to earlier diagnoses and better treatment. That's according to researchers at Yale School of Medicine. In a news release, they report many students now are not diagnosed until high school, and at that point, treatments are less effective. Now, they looked at information from more than 10,000 kids. They identified genetic variants that can predispose children to dyslexia and language impairment, increasing the likelihood of early diagnosis and more effective interventions. They say findings help to understand the process, and with the new info, they hope to be able to offer treatments to kids before they get into reading difficulties at school. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.